Names matter to God. They always have. For God, names reveal what he sees in a person, their identity, and what their life is all about. See it from the very beginning with Abraham, whose name literally means father of many nations. When Abraham answered the phone, he said, "Hello, I'm the father of many nations." It's kind of clear what his mission was. We see it also in the New Testament, right? Simon, son of Jonah, you are Peter. You are rock. And upon this rock I'll build my church. Names matter to God, and on this feast day of the archangels of Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, we would do well to look at their names. As you know, Michael is the defender, the protector against the enemy. We all grew up praying that great prayer, Saint Michael, be our protection against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. This is beautiful. His name, as you know, means who is like God, but it's in question form. His name is a question. Who is like God? And anyone who answers that question is supposed to be put in the place of humility. And that's what defends us from the enemy. The proud can't be defended. They're in the enemy's camp. We're defended by being brought to a place of humility where my focus isn't me, but the greatness of God. Raphael, whose name means God heals. We see that in Tobit, the book of Tobit, the Old Testament. And the interesting thing, I think the thing we need to hold up with God heals with Raphael is what he actually heals from, right? There's many things to be healed from, but he healed Tobit from blindness, scales from his eyes. Very similar to Saul. When he encountered Christ, scales fell from his eyes. When those on the road to Emmaus met the risen Christ, their eyes were opened. Much of the sickness we endure is a blindness. And much of healing is simply becoming aware of the truth that the Blessed Trinity dwells in me through baptism. Jeez, if I could only see that truth. And then third is Gabriel, which is wonderful, his name. Gabriel, who announces the Savior to Mary. His name is God is my hero. Isn't that beautiful? God is my champion. Literally, the Hebrew is God is my strong man. To be effective at evangelization, to be effective at announcing the name of God in an attractive way, he needs to be someone more than we just serve, although that's a wonderful thing. But those who have God as their hero can announce him effectively. Let us pray for those gifts of humility, healing where we're blind, and a tremendous affection in our hearts for the God who is our hero.